Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Ben Swenelby, Land Control, Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and standard listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that can be tuned in out there on any piece of equipment, from DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. Alright, normally canceled the rest of the week. So we're going to talk about who's defining these different frequencies, and the various broadcast bands, the various utility bands, public service agencies, ship to shore. Satellite dishes, anything that's out there. And we're going to talk about what equipment you would need to use and where you can find more information. The basic ground rules for this net involve, one, like I said before, this is a linked repeater system, and the best way to find which repeater is best for you is to go to the website www.n2row.net. Find the repeater that's closest to where you are. Use the least amount of power necessary to have a good signal into the system. But unfortunately, if you use too much power, you might trip a remote receiver, which would make you sound noisier than you really are because you're going too far. So, use the least amount necessary to make sure that you get into the system. When you key up, pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning part of the transmission will get cut off, and that's just the function of linked repeater system. When you check in tonight, please give your call sign, your name and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, please say the word no traffic. This way, everybody knows that we're going to move on to the next person in the list. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, technical difficulties, distance, or you're not licensed yet, you can still participate by sending an email, and the email address for this net is nydxa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address to use if you'd like to be put on the mailing list when late-breaking stories and interesting topics come up during the week. We can send them out to you. So again, space it out. This way we get everybody checked in without stepping on each other. This is N2ROW.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
Good evening, WHSQQ. Bob in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. No traffic at the moment, and I will be checking email.
W2GOD, Stephen Queens, reporting the net. No traffic.
This is
N1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, with a question and a comment.
Okay, so far we have K2GLW, WH2SQQ, W2COZ, and N1MLZ. Anyone else?
3 Delta Alpha Sierra in Manalapan, New Jersey, supporting the net.
And then last station ending in DAS, cut yourself off from the beginning. It's a link system, so when you key up, pause for a second, and then give me the call sign again, please.
Kilo Bravo 3 Delta Alpha Sierra in Manalapan, New Jersey, supporting the net.
Okay, go to that time. KP3DAS, welcome to the net, sir. Anybody else? Okay, so we want another quiet summer evening. So we'll go to the list as we have it. If there are additional check-ins, we'll pick them up after we get through the list. Again, if you're not able to get in for whatever reason, please use the email. We make sure that your comment or question gets seen, and we'll post it on the air for you. The email address, again, is nydxa@yahoo.com.
All right, so let's see what's in the email first, since last week, because I've been running around like this chick with my head cut off. Come into us here, too. What do we have so far? That's what I'll be. Just turn the PC on, Charlie. Give me 2 minutes. I got in here late, turned the thing on and checked in, so take the first check in, and then if I have anything, I'll jump back in. Okay. Yeah, I sent a couple of things out over the week. All right, let's see. 10-1 MLZ. You're up, Bob. And before you give me a traffic, I'm just curious, since you do listen to the military aircraft band, did you hear anything about the shuttles this evening?
Yeah, Charlie, good evening to you, Bob, everybody else on the net here. Yeah, I unfortunately wasn't home for the liftoff. I'm sure it probably came up north here, I guess. You know, we would have heard it on those shuttle frequencies before they switch over to the satellite, but I wasn't even sure if they're going to take off. I didn't even set the radio for record or nothing, so unfortunately I missed it this trip around. Hopefully I'll catch them on the way back.
Yeah, there were a couple of brief transmissions heard up here in the northeast on 259.7 AM mode. Like you said, it was probably right before they switched over to the Tedris relay satellites. I know military satellites had at least one channel that was active, 261.575, one of the fleet SATCOM transponders in FM mode, used by different support planes for the launch. But oh well, sometimes we miss them. So, what was your traffic bump?
Okay, Charlie, I had a question and a comment. First off, my question first, since Bob is in here. I'm getting a control channel. It's a pretty good band opening sound. I'm hearing, New Jersey State Police here, even the central, I'm hearing full scale here. I'm getting a control channel, 866.350. 866.350. It's either Atlantic City or it's not coming strong enough to get the information, the ID or the tone. But it's either Union City, New Jersey, or Atlantic City. I wonder if maybe Bob can plug that in there and see if he's hearing anything on there. 866.350.
Hold on, I'll tell you what.
The update is finally out for the Pro 106. If you have that scanner, it came out, I guess, today. I found it on Radio Reference. They're funny that if you go to Radio Shack, as of earlier today, according to what I read, if you go to Radio Shack's site, it's not even up there. Somebody had the link on Radio Reference, so just look to the Pro 106 under the Radio Shack scanner forum and look for the Pro 106 right on top, the first the thread, and you'll get the update for the Pro 106. And it did help the EDACs. If you have a scanner, I had trouble with like TAPD because some of the frequencies on that trunk system are also used either in Suffolk County or Connecticut for other systems in up this way, and the scanner kind of tried to catch on to them. And it wasn't really, kind of got confused with the track, for the EDAC system, even though he had it set for EDAC, it still got confused. And that was one of the bugs, and it definitely fixed it big time, because the PAPD was beautiful now over here, so. And but that was a big fix for me here. And the other bugs, the other fixes are no big deal, as far as I'm concerned, but that was the big one for me there, so I was happy with that fix there. So the Pro 106 is up, and version 1.07 is now out. So probably by now it's up on the Radio Shack side, I imagine. I haven't checked it, but I'm going to let drop see if Bob has any information on the truck system.
Hey, Bob. Bob, that's Union City. I just put it on there, and it's very strong here, so it's probably Union City you're hearing.
Okay, Bob, very good. It had to be one or the other, because those are the only two that are in New Jersey. I didn't think I'd be here in Atlantic City system all the way up here, but you never know. I suppose with a band opening. There you go. Thanks, Bob, for that, and I'll send it back to Chuck, see if anybody has any questions.
C2RSF.
K2RSF, cut.
Thank you. Good evening to all. You got Tom in Mobile, in Kingsburg, New Jersey, supporting no traffic.
Okay, Tom.
Welcome along to the ride.
Sorry, Paul, you said you had a comment besides that question?
Yeah, Tom, I was on 406, updates, get that information out there. Did I make it through?
Just checking the email here. Justin sent the link to the Quincy's corridor frequencies for rail scanning, but it seems it's the Yahoo group, so I have to subscribe to that to get access to it. And the other thing is that there's three frequencies here confirmed for U.S. postal inspectors: 407.775, 407.725, and 409.9375. All are digital in the clear using NAC 482.
Okay, we had both bombs double with each other. Okay, postal inspectors in APCO 25 digital at NAC, which means the network access code. It's sort of like a digital PL kind of thing, if you want to look at it that way. And all that, okay, understand that your comment was about the radio check thing. Okay.
Who won the double?
Well, let's see. About two-thirds of it, I was able to make out your voice under it, and then SQQ was still talking when you turned off your transmission. It's okay. We got both.
That worked out good. You got us both. All right. Very good.
Okay. Put me into rotation, Charlie, and I'll... I got one or two things I'll pass when it's my turn. WA12QQ. Sorry about that. That's all right. You may as well take it now, Bob.
So, I have two questions. One of them is kind of ongoing, and nobody seems to be able to figure it out. Some mysterious frequencies. Number one, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, Bergen County, 151.25. It's a repeater. Nowhere, not even in the FCC's records, is the input listed. I'm just curious if anybody knows what it might be. And the other one, which is Bogota, New Jersey, if you go up on radio reference, and you look in the Bergen County listing, and you look up Bogota, New Jersey, I'll look it up in a minute, but it's a 505 or 506 frequency. It's a repeater. They're real. They've been there for a long time. Go into the FCC database, no mention of it. I'm just curious how these things have been assigned.
Well, if it's anything like the city of New York, now that the DOIT agency is controlling all the city licenses, I'll give you an example. This is something that's recently been going on. There were 28 frequencies set aside for the UHF trunking system, and another 20 for conventional channels, except fire department, 13 for EMS. Well, during the past couple of weeks, they've been shifting them around and taking some of the conventional channels and using them for trunking and vice versa, even though the licenses don't say that. So, it could be something like that. It could be that, like in the case of the VHF frequency that you're looking for, Hasbrook Heights, the input frequency is probably something like some public works channel up in 158, 159 region.
Okay, very good, Charlie. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look up the frequency here for Pagoda. But it's interesting. The more I look, the more I find these things. It's almost as if some towns decide to go where they want to go.
Yeah, I would doubt it. I mean, a comment that somebody made to me today when we were talking about this shifting of frequencies that DEWITT is doing with UHF trunking and conventional stuff is that, they'll probably just go to the frequency coordinator and say they need it and they'll be given to them. Sort of, an arrogance, well, we're big enough to demand it and we'll have to do it.
That may very well be. Yeah, just for the record, it's 506-3875 for Pagoda, and unless it was added in the last week or two, there is nothing in there for them being licensed for that frequency. So, and the Hasbrook Heights one has been eluding me for a long time. The only reason I want to know it is that I've heard on several occasions where the dispatch will actually turn the output of the repeater off and listen on the input if they want to pass sensitive traffic. So that's the only reason I want to know where the input is. But if worse comes to worse, I'll hang around at Hasbrook Heights and just wait for a car to go by or go by the police station, and I'll find it that way. Last night they had a big incident on Route 17. The Sonic hamburger place that opened up there, and it's been a massive traffic jam ever since it opened. Is a Hasbrook Heights police officer got hit with on the news this morning. So if I can't find it one way, I'll find it the other way. Well, it's like somebody had a question on one of the message boards last fall about frequency for, I think it was New York Waterways ferries or something like that. And I said, guys, don't you have close call yet? You know, the latest portable scanners have that feature, you know, whatever it's called in the Radio Shack versus unit in the world, still works the same. And, oh, yeah. Off they went and they found the frequency. Okay, the other thing that I'm going to mention is I think there's a station in Kingsburg in there. You're a little bit further south. In 2 weeks, I'm going down to Long Beach Island for a few days. So I programmed in most of the Ocean County system and so on. The fire frequencies down there look kind of interesting. It looks like you have about four or five repeaters in the 506 band. And most of the fire traffic appears to be using those repeater frequencies. So I don't know if you listen to that at all, but just curious how that works down there. I'm going to take the 996 with me and do some listening. WA2SQQ. All
right, KQRSF, you want to comment on that? Okay, guess he had to go. For those who are going to be in the Homedale area tomorrow afternoon, President Obama and the Secret Service crew that he brings with him will be there. He's giving a speech at PNC Bank Martha Building to support the governor's reelection bid. Well, those of us in the radio hobby, we're just listening in for the radio stuff. According to an entry on Radio Reference, the Secret Service code names are Renegade, Renaissance, Radiance, and Rosebud for the First Family. Well, anyway, as I indicated before, there are a lot of changes that were starting to go through regarding the DEWITT UHF channel. And last night somebody was asking a question. They were from out of state. They were coming into New York City and they wanted to know the latest frequency. So I posted the list that I had as of how it stood last night for the fire department and the EMS. And of course I threw my caveat. One, that the fire department New York is still simulcasting with the VHF channels, and it looks like that's going to happen for probably the next year, you know, however long it takes them to install the new UHF radios in the trucks. Probably going to take a while. And the EMS stuff, So far, not hearing anything odd there, but you know, these are the frequencies that we have, you know, after the switch around. Now, supposedly, the latest excuse for it is, well, we're beginning intermod on some of these channels. So rather than have the intermod on a channel that was part of the trunking system, they put a conventional user on that with the PL tone and give trunking system one of the conventional channels instead. So I'm in the process of trying to get that squared away because not all the trunking frequencies are alive. But following conversations as they hit the different frequencies, but some of them are still empty. So it looks like they have the ability to turn off certain channel banks. And that's what the testing people said. Oh, turn off channel bank 2. And they run through their tests. They are turning channel bank 2 back on. So whatever they're doing, they've got ways of shutting off certain sets of frequencies that are used in the trunking system. On the radio reference list, under the title of FDNY UHF Radio Alert, with a whole bunch of exclamation points at the end of it, I don't know if you did that one. If you go to the very last message, as stands now, was my response with the list of the frequencies and field tones. So we got 7 for the fire department, 1 for each of the 5 boroughs, and 2 different citywide channels. Now, only citywide 1 has been active. I don't know when or why they would use citywide 2. On EMS, there are 13 frequencies, 11 for the various commands. Brooklyn's got 3, Manhattan's got 3, Bronx has 2, Queens has 2, Staten Island's got 1, and 2 different citywide channels. So the list is there with the latest PL tones, and let's see what happens. Hopefully they don't change them again on us.
NQ, BQQ, and